When I lost my daughter, one of the first things I said was, why me? And then the second thing I said is, why not me? I'm not different than anybody else. It's just happened to many, many people. They have lost something dear to them. Of course it can happen to me. And it made me more humble. It made me more human. And at the same time, made me more compassionate. And I think I see this happening with COVID right now. I feel so badly for the people who are hurting. And I think everyone should feel so badly for those less fortunate that have either been killed by the COVID or their lives destroyed by it or their careers destroyed by it.
To have compassion, it's rooted in empathy. That a person has to be empathetic, not sympathetic, but empathetic, where they actually move into the person's life and feel the same pain that they feel. When a person is not humble, they struggle with compassion. We talk about that. When a person is narcissistic, they're not always very compassionate. In fact, I have found that usually they're not compassionate at all. So compassion is certainly what we need right now. We are all in this together. I've had more families recently that have had a loved one die of COVID, and they unite together, they come together, they're willing to talk about their loved one. So those are moments of compassion, and our society is in a situation right now that we're not going to make it if we don't exercise compassion, if we don't show compassion to each other. We need to care about each other. We need to be empathetic. I could go on and on about this, Eli, but I hope those that are listening do a quick self-analysis and say to themselves, am I compassionate? Do I really care about all those people that have died because of COVID? This reminds me of a funeral director that called me, and he was actually kind of embarrassed. And he said, John, I was in an arrangement with a family, and I started to cry with the family. And he said, I probably shouldn't have done that. You know, arrangements sometimes are an hour to 2 hours long, and you spend all that time with the family, and you try to be a pillar of strength for them. But he was embarrassed. What's unique about this, Eli, is that probably 6 to 8 weeks later, the family came in to counsel with me, and they thought the funeral director was the most compassionate person that they had ever seen and ever talked to, because he actually became a companion in their grief, and he actually cried with them over the death of their son. So I think what you said earlier about we're in this together, why would it happen to you? Why wouldn't it happen to you? Those are great things to tell yourself. Those are great things to think about. And it certainly counteracts all of the narcissistic attitudes that we see out there. And it's just so important for us to be compassionate.
Compassionate, empathetic, humble, and certainly to deal with COVID as the world is. We're not above any suffering that can happen in the world.